Welcome to Time with Tab, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. How are you guys all feeling today?
Dead tired.
Also dead tired.
Excited.
Good.
Sleepy.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll take it. So let's go ahead and get started. The first topic on our list is music. So music for this month, we decided on soundtracks. So what soundtracks are you guys liking? We think they're pretty essential additions to movie shows and musicals. So tell me about a musical, movie, or show that you enjoyed the soundtrack to.
The Encanto soundtrack.
Why?
Because just all the songs are amazing. The guy that wrote them, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's just an amazing writer.
Fair.
Edward Scissorhands soundtrack. Danny Elfman did a fantastic job. That's all I can say.
I liked watching a show's intro music.
Okay.
I rewatched the Beauty and the Beast live-action movie, and the soundtrack to that one's always good.
I'm like, I don't know, the soundtrack to Six?
I mean, that's fine. That's a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay, now on to our main topic, which is books. We are going to go around, and we are going to talk about a book we've enjoyed. So if you guys can give name, author if you remember it, genre, and just a short synopsis of the book, that would be great.
The book that I chose is Allies by Alan Gratt, and it was actually part of our junior or our young adult reading challenge. And in it, it got just a list of characters, and all of them are doing different tasks. Like the main, like the first person that you meet, D. He's part of the main infantry on D-Day. Funnily enough, and then there's a paratrooper named James, a couple of just French people who are helping do as what they can. Then and a black medic named Henry. And at the and just go throughout just June 6th, and at the end of the day, they're all in the exact same town, and every single one of them sees each other or talks to another one, people.
Awesome.
My book is Prism. I forgot who it's by. It's also part of the reading challenge. It's about, like, this group of teenagers. They go on a school field trip, and then they fall into a cave, and then they wake up in an alternate universe where something really important doesn't exist, but I'm not going to say what, because if I did, it would spoil the whole thing. And then one of the main characters, she meets a friend who apparently knew about the thing that was missing, like, in that universe. But apparently it's illegal in the universe, the alternate universe. And it's just really cool. I strongly recommend.
I chose Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, because it's a really exciting book. And the protagonist, Percy Jackson, he finds out that he is the son of the Greek god, the sea god. And he goes to a half-blood camp, and he just has this whole journey and meets new people along the way.
And then I chose House of Salt and Sorrows by Aaron Craig. And it's about this girl, Annalie, who lives with her stepmother and father in a mansion by the sea. And she has a lot of sisters, and four of them have died kind of recently. And she's starting to realize that the deaths may or may not have been intentional. And it's a story about her figuring out what happened to her sisters. And there's romance and mystery and horror, and it's a lot.
You're live.
Okay, Face on Milk Carton, it's about, like, pretty sure she's 14. She's 14. And she has a, like, yes. She sees her face on the back of the milk carton at school, then thinks she's kidnapped.
Okay, so there's some really good book recommendations for you guys from our Tab organization. Next on our list for our podcast is the subject of the month, and we thought we would talk about blockbuster movies. Summer is the season of blockbusters, so what are some of the summer movies you have seen or are excited to see?
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet. Yeah, my family, we were trying to go see it, but just the entire week, it was just, oh, we have that thing. Ah. And then it was just on and on. Mm-hmm. So we might just wait until it goes to Disney Plus.
My sister and I are excited to see Minions: The Rise of Gru. Yes.
It seems really good.
Yeah.
I know some other popular movies that are coming out are Top Gun Maverick. I know some of our teen board is there now instead of here, which that's exciting. Shout out to them. And then
is that a shout out or call out?
I don't know. And then there's an Elvis Presley movie that looks really good that's coming out.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. And then Jurassic Park. That's not Jurassic Park. It's one of
Jurassic
the World is this one. I mean, they've been hyping that one since before the Olympics.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it looks cool.
Where it was like Shaun White snowboarding and Nathan Chin figure skating on a lake, and then all of a sudden it's just dinosaur and
I don't know. Like that's the only reason I wanted to see it now. Okay, so next, I just wanted to talk a little about special interest of the month, which is oceans, because our summer reading theme is oceans of possibility. So, question for you guys. Have you been to an ocean?
Yes.
No.
Which one and where? We're going to go around, talk about them. If you have, what did you like about it? And if you haven't been, would you like to go? And what are you excited to see and do? So, if you've been, talk about it. If you haven't, what do you want to do?
Never been to an ocean, don't plan on it, and why not? Because the only beach I'd ever have a chance to go to is in California, and...
Okay.
I have been to an ocean in Galveston, Texas. Was not fun. My face swelled up because of the sun.
Oh, wow.
I didn't end up with a tan. No, I'm just a vampire. There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot, so here you go.
We've been to the Atlantic Ocean on the East Coast.
Yeah, so we've been to, like, Sanibel Islands and seen the ocean from on islands or, like, coasts.
Yeah, we looked for shells and we went scuba diving. Or not scuba diving, snorkeling.
I've never been to an ocean. I don't plan on it and never want to go.
Why?
Because of sharks, and I don't like anything in waters.
That's, like, the reason I want to go.
And, like, fishes and all that. Yeah. I plan on going with her at some point, but, yeah.
Okay, I've never been to an ocean, but I want to go to an ocean. Mm-hmm. I don't know where.
I want to see some sharks. That's just me. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, sharks, that is
won't,
just, yeah.
Sharks won't kill you if you're not stupid.
Exactly.
And that's why we have a lot of shark deaths every year. People are stupid.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's the whole reason. That's
oh, no. Okay. Sports is our last topic. So it's summer. It's the season of softball and baseball. Have any of you played? If you haven't played, do you watch it? Do you have a favorite team? Professional, college, anyone?
I mean, I don't play baseball, don't want to, but I have a bunch of friends who play baseball, and I've got some funny stories of people getting hit in the face, baseballs.
Oof, ouch. It's not fun.
No, it's not. One of my friends had to have an eye patch for, like, a week because he got nailed in the eye during baseball practice.
It happens. Happens to the best of us.
I don't play baseball or softball, but my brother did. And I don't still know nothing about it. I was forced to go, and they weren't fun. But, like, it's cool that he did it, because that's, like, it's hard, hand-eye coordination. I mean, I have respect for the players, but I don't care about it.
That's fair.
I don't play softball, but a little off-topic, I'm doing a cross-country summer camp to get, like, in shape when the season in the fall comes up.
Okay.
I also do not do softball or baseball, but like she was saying, I respect the ability to do that, mm-hmm. but I'm not personally interested.
Never done any of them, but I do watch baseball.
Who's your team?
What team do you guys watch?
Red Sox.
Cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be your thing to appreciate it, as we talked about. Like, you can respect the abilities of other people. Totally fine. I love watching some college softball personally. College World Series was last week. Good stuff. Okay, we're just about wrapping up. So we have a couple important events to remind you guys of. Nerf Day is in 2 days, Thursday the 16th. It's going to be at the Linear Park Pavilion from 2 to 4. Bring a Nerf gun. Have some fun.
Y'all going down.
Watch out for Adam and watch out for Maggie. Our next event is going to be a trivia night. So that is in 2 weeks on the 28th of June. It'll be here at the library, 6 o'clock. Have trivia. The next day, Wednesday the 29th, is game day. Bring a game. It'll be at the community center. They'll have some stuff brought and set up, so also 2 to 4. Just a reminder, we have Teen Make It kits weekly, so make sure you stop by and grab those. We also have a guessing jar right now full of coupons, some candy, just specifically for teens, so make sure you go over, check in by Friday, and guess on that. And then if you haven't, be sure to sign up for summer reading. We have lots of prizes for that. And that should just about wrap us up. So we should be good to go. Thanks for joining us for Time with Tab. Make sure to check us out next month for our July podcast that will be recorded on the 12th of July. We'll see you then.